7. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think Colin Kaepernick's a piece of garbage. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, that is your freedom as an American. I think that it's disrespectful to the people who have fought and died for this country. I am 100% in agreement with what he's saying about minorities being unfairly treated in this country.
I don't disagree with you, but what I'd like to hear is what could he have done to have the same impact?
I don't know. That's not my job to figure out.
Okay. Nobody ever wants to say anything bad about Devin Still because what a great story and all. That was a cheap shot on Carson Palmer. I'm sorry. He should have been flagged right then and there. He should be fined for it. That was BS, man. And he went down to the ground to get him. Carson Palmer was on the ground and he went down and got him. I just thought that was a horrible play.
He's just looking to get a hit. Let's talk about guys that who knows if he's going to be on the team either. Because most of the time I've seen him is throwing cheap shots or being on his back.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click the like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. We did talk a little Kaepernick. We did talk a little Texans. We'll get to some more Texans here this hour. Talk some Cowboys. Talk a little TV. Always. The original Westworld movie, they had three worlds you could go to. The Westworld, which is the American Old West. Medieval World, which was medieval Europe. And Roman World. See, that would be kind of cool. Who wouldn't want to go to medieval world and sword fight with robots and have...
Can those robots kill you?
No, they're not supposed to, but that's what happens.
The robots become powerful.
Yes,
more powerful than man. Yeah. I'm always scared of those movies.
See,
it's the same way that I'm not scared of like horror movies like Michael Myers and
yeah,
those Texas Chainsaw.
Those are funny to me. I laugh at those.
I love those movies. I'm not scared of them, but like Planet of the Apes, where we've oppressed monkeys for so long, and now the monkeys have gotten smarter than us, and they band together, and now they take over our world. I could see that.
Oh, that could happen.
I could see robots that we created and have been using all this time, like suddenly turning against us. I don't like that, but I could see it happening.
I could too.
That's scary. That's a scary thought, Fred. Well, I might not like this show.
Well, I have to admit, if this place really existed, I'd be totally down with that.
Yeah.
Roman orgies with robot chicks.
Oh, you would love that, I'm sure.
Yeah, and sword fighting and all kinds of stuff. Man, that would be awesome. I don't know if I'd want to do American Old West. Just I could see somebody's...
You've got to be a hard son of a bitch to last in the Old West, I feel like. That's like a short lifespan around there.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, people just shoot you. I mean... Every argument had to be settled by gunfight. There was no, hey, let's talk this out. It's always like, all right, I'll meet you outside. We'll draw. Man, that's a hard life. What if you're not that good of a shot?
That's why I made that Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yep.
That's pretty much the whole storyline there. Eugene says, back when Fred saw Westworld, movies were called talkies. So this came out in 73. So I would have probably been 9 years old when I saw it, and it was pretty scary. I was probably way too young to be seeing movies like that.
Yeah.
That was, well, I just remember when my mom was working in Galveston, a lot of times she would just drop us off at the movies while she had to work.
Yeah.
At the old Galvez Mall.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we never worried about what was R or anything like that. We just movies and
whatever.
Yeah, and watched them. And so I saw a lot of stuff that scared
me. My mom used to show me a lot of like horror movies when I was a kid. It's probably scarred me for life. But yeah, I was always into that.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Brett says, if you're not a good shot, get good.
I guess so. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Want to talk a little bit more about the Texans, unless you have something you want
to get to. Exactly what I wanted to get into. Okay. I kind of want to discuss who we think is going to end up making this team, who's not going to make this team.
Okay.
And I'm curious, we talked a little bit about running backs, and obviously Lamar Miller is making the team. But beyond that, I mean, is there anybody that you're sure is going to make the team? Or because I could see, I think running back, there's a lot of questions. Because there's people who say that Alfred Blue may not make this team.
I don't see that, because he's really the only between the tackle, off the bench kind of guy they've got who blocks very well, by the way, and also holds on to the football. So I would be surprised if he didn't make it.
But he's getting nothing. Nothing on the ground.
Well, nobody is behind those guys.
Akeem Hunt is my favorite, backup running back. I watch him move, and I just think that he's got something the other guys don't have. I don't know if they see the same thing in him, but I think that he's got the most potential of that bunch. I assume he's going to make the roster. I assume Jonathan Grimes is going to make it. But I don't know if
I think the other thing Blue does, he plays a lot of special teams and does it very well. So that always comes into factor when you're talking about this. I would say Miller, Blue, Irvin, and after that, I don't know. And I think you're right.
Hunt or Grimes,
I like Hunt better than Grimes.
Who else is?
Hilliard's not
going to Hilliard's not going to make the team, you know. But yeah, I guess that's who it comes down to. Because I think at this point now, Tyler Irvin's going to make the team because they see his value on special teams more than anybody. But man, there's going to be tough cuts to be made right there, and receiver.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And they cut Josh Lynn's today at receiver,
which I know they liked him a lot, but there was just no way he was making this team.
And not with these guys. So I guess if you assume that – are we assuming they're going to carry five guys is the first thing? Is it possibly six? Or are we assuming it's five?
I'm going to assume it's five.
Okay. So DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, Braxton Miller, Jalen Strong are locks, right?
Yes. Shorts or Mumphrey.
That's what it boils down to, I guess.
Unless you keep a sixth one.
Who else is – in that discussion, Wendell Williams.
Yeah.
But I think I'm with you that it's one of those guys. And here's the other thing. I could see it being none of those guys and them carrying Steven Anderson. You know,
I think Steven Anderson's going to make the team. I still think they might keep three tight ends.
Right.
Which they've done in the past.
But they split Steven Anderson out yesterday.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're thinking of him as sort of a hybrid guy. And that maybe they don't need a fifth wide receiver, which that would surprise me. But
no, I think they almost have to keep five. But okay. I still think you could keep three tight ends.
Okay, and I'm guessing that's Fedorowicz, Ryan Griffin, Steven Anderson.
Yeah,
Anthony Denham. No,
I don't think so.
Okay,
I mean, you seem completely invested in Fedorowicz, and is Griffin the one you give up? I think Anderson makes the team.
And Eric Tomlinson's another guy that was out there a lot yesterday. And, I mean, he didn't look like he was anything special, but didn't look overmatched either. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, ESPN has its projections for who's going to make the team. And they've got Anderson making it. So,
well, my guess is that if that running back, receiver, tight end, basically the skill position guys on offense – I think they may end up carrying one extra, and I don't know where it'll be. I don't know if it'll be a fifth running back or a sixth receiver or a fourth tight end, but I think they're going to carry one extra because I'm with you. I think at the end of the day, they may just have two quarterbacks on this roster and go ahead and take their chances with that. Now, I may be wrong, but let's face it. If if you have to find a backup quarterback off the street, like let's say he gets hurt, Osweiler gets hurt, and you've got to play Savage, the kind of guys you're going to be finding are Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like it's a huge loss if you don't keep Brandon Whedon. But I think that may end up being the case is because they've got so many tough cuts there that they may prefer to keep one extra guy and let go of that third quarterback.
I think there's some other places where, for instance, outside linebacker, do you keep Brennan Scarlett? Keep an extra guy there because, you know, is he your fourth one? I think inside linebacker, right now they have ESPN has Cushing, McKinney, Bulla, and Brian Peters, Peters is a savage on special teams.
Right.
That has Akeem Dent not making the team.
Man.
Cornerback, I think, is pretty clear to me.
You said Cliette, right? Rashard Cliette?
No, they've got him not making it.
Oh.
Which I'd be a little surprised. He's another one who's a special team savage, so I think he's got a chance to make the team. But who do you take out for that top four? And do you keep a fifth inside linebacker?
No.
So, I mean, that's a...
Well, maybe like Bernardrick McKinney, Brian Cushing.
Brian Peters for special teams.
Okay, Brian Peters.
And Max Bulla is who they have.
Max Bulla, Akeem Dent.
Yeah, they don't have him making it.
Maybe you have to keep a fifth guy. You're going to cut Dent and Cliette?
Yeah, I don't know. At corner, they've got Joseph, Kareem, Kevin Johnson, A.J. Boye, Charles James.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Who else would they? I mean, Terrence Mitchell, I guess. He's probably gone. Yeah, that's probably right.
Safety, Andre Howell, Quentin Demps, Eddie Pleasant, K.J. Dillon. Means Antonio Allen, Corey Moore, and Curtis Drummond don't make it. I think Drummond's already cut.
Lonnie Ballantyne.
He's on the pup list.
Oh, yeah, okay. So they don't have to carry him. Allen, Dillon, Pleasant, you said, were the backups?
Howell, Demps, Pleasant, Dillon is who they have. They have those four making it.
I don't think they're going to cut Antonio Allen.
I don't either. And I'll say this, the same thing I say every year. I don't know why in the hell you can't have an offensive lineman be your damn long snapper. I don't know why you have to have a guy that's
specialist.
All he does. Yeah. To me, that's a wasted roster spot. Have a backup tight end learn to do it. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 281, running from racial topics again, comical. How about you go back and listen to the entire first hour, Dickweed?
By the way, when has this show ever run from racial conversation?
Yeah. Honestly,
I'll never understand that. Like,
people are just dumb, AJ. I'm sorry. A guy like that is just dumb, or girl, whatever it is.
That's a stupid statement. I feel like we talk more about real life issues than any other show in this town. And if we don't, I'd love for you to show me one. But we're willing to talk about...
Just go drive off a cliff, man.
We've done full shows on racial conversation. Full shows. Now, like, unrelated to sports. We didn't need Colin Kaepernick to do it. We've done full 3-hour shows on nothing but race talk in this country. We're not running from anything.
Ass clown. Diego says that's a common misconception about the Old West, that it was actually remarkably lawful and controlled. My knowledge of the Old West comes from the movies. I'm not going to lie. John Wayne. I watched a bunch of great Westerns last weekend. El Dorado may be my favorite John Wayne movie ever. I watch that thing every time it's on. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Right now, I have to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. And school has started again, and it's time to help, guys. Because what Houston Can Academies do, they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools, good kids, that had to drop out to get jobs to support their family for a lot of reasons. And they get a second chance here. And they work around on these kids so that they can take advantage of that second chance. If they need glasses, they get them that. If they need transportation, they get them that. And they're sending – these kids are going to go out and do great things in the world, and it's all because of what they learned at Houston Can Academies. But they need your help. And all they need from you is a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It could be a car, a truck, a tractor, a motorcycle. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it free of charge. They're going to do all the paperwork, so it's fast and easy. And a lot of blitzers have done it, and they've all told me the same thing. Man, I can't believe how easy it was. And they came and got this thing. And your donation is tax deductible, which at the end of the year, man, you're going to love that when you can write it off as on your taxes. And if you donate today, they're going to give you Astros tickets if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Write off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 817 asks, who would you keep over a long snapper? To me, the consistency and speed at which the ball gets to the punter is worth more than a third quarterback, seventh wide receiver, ninth offensive lineman, etc. The margin for error on field goals and punts is so much smaller in the NFL. Why is it that guys in college go their entire careers, offensive linemen, being long snappers in addition to regular snappers, especially guys who are in the shotgun constantly? I don't understand why.
Why wouldn't your backup center automatically be, like, trained to be a long snapper?
That's all I want to know. Instead, you're employing a guy that's all he does. And I'm not belittling the skill that it takes, but I don't understand why a starting offensive lineman can't develop that skill. They're probably more physically gifted than the guys you're keeping anyway. Somebody did a real good job of reminding us that the 7-8-2016 podcast was almost all about the Dallas shootings and race. So, yeah, we love running from that topic. I don't even understand how somebody can type that in and send it. We have so many great listeners and so many really smart ones, and then you get stuff like that, and you're just like, come on, man. 713 says, Fred, not sure if you're familiar with it, but I figure you may be since you're a longtime Houston boozer. That's probably a good way to describe me. K's Lounge in West U is closing down this weekend after being open since 29. Made me think of it because John Wayne once visited while he was in town. I did go to K's a few times after my nights at the Chronicle many years ago, and it was a pretty cool place. What I remember about it is Dave Ward was always there. Whenever we'd go by, Dave Ward, the TV guy,
yeah,
he was always there at the corner. So
he had a spot.
Yeah, it's kind of like me at. Well, I've got a bunch of spots.
You've got all these spots, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was every night after his newscast, he would be there. Jorge wants to know, how do you see his Giants doing this season? Can they take the NFC East with Romo out?
I think they've got as good a chance as anybody. It's obviously a new coaching staff, but, you know, on paper, they're just as good as every other team there. They've got, I mean, I think they've got the best quarterback in that division. It seems like that's usually, you've got to step up if you've got that. They've got an elite weapon at wide receiver.
And possibly more than one if
possibly.
Because they've got some depth at that position. Man, Victor Cruz can come back.
I don't know if he'll ever come back the way he was, but
I mean, still, if he can be 80% of what he was, that's still an amazing that they've got. They should be able to put up points.
And it's one of those situations where I don't have a great feel about who's going to win that division. But you put gun to head and say, pick somebody, I'll take the Giants, and mostly because I trust their quarterback more than I trust anybody else's. And not to say that I trust him a lot, because he's about as hit or miss as anybody, but he's proven more to me than anybody else in that division has.
Yeah, I'm not buying into the Redskins. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to have the year he did last year.
I can't imagine he has that year again. And I mean, that'd be... If he does, God bless him.
And yeah, he's
going to
get paid.
If he does, he's going to instantly enter a conversation of upper crust quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because the numbers he put up last year were absolutely top level numbers.
And the second half of the season, he started eliminating interceptions. And that's when they went on their run. I just don't think he's good enough to do that on a consistent basis. I think he's, to me, he's Derek Anderson. He had that one really good year.
I think he's better than Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson actually did it in Cleveland.
Well, that's
true. Harder to do it there.
But he did it one time. I think Kirk Cousins, I don't know if he's going to have this kind of, like the season he had last season, but I think he can be a respectable NFL quarterback. Derek Anderson he was one and basically turned into a hobo.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case with him, but I don't think that he's going to be one of the guys year in and year out putting up these crazy numbers.
Let's grab Larry real quick. What's up, Larry?
Some random thoughts. First of all, I recommend Midtown Barbecue. Also, Son of Man Who Shot Liberty Valance is my favorite John Wayne movie. ISIS is looking at Colin Kaepernick as a possible recruit. And finally, Joe Buck, who I can't stand, revealed his ignorance yesterday during the broadcast when he said Rick Smith and the Texans front office historically have drafted well. So just take a look at their second and third round draft picks, Joe.
Yeah, I almost choked when I heard that yesterday. And that is a good one. I've long said my two favorite Westerns of all time, Outlaw Josey Wales, is
a good one.
That is probably my all-time favorite just because I can quote every line from it. And El Dorado, although Rio Bravo is really good too, and True Grit. And I actually like the remake of True Grit.
That was a good remake.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about like old school Westerns.
Yeah, now Unforgiven was fantastic.
I was
there's a reason it won Best Picture.
And, like, there's been movies that have come out, Tombstone.
Tombstone's up there, yeah.
You know, those movies that have come out that have just been amazing. But I'm with you. Outlaw Josey Wales is up there for me. The Good, the Bad, all of those I think are fantastic. Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more.
Two Meals for Sister Sarah.
Yeah, I think those. I love those old Eastwood movies. I think he's a kook now, but yeah. I love those old movies of his. I like the Wild Bunch too.
I'm just a sucker for almost anything John Wayne did as a Western, and yeah, Tombstone's in my top three. That's the most quotable movie.
Oh, I can't not watch that movie if it comes on. Unforgiven, as good as it is, I cannot watch it because I don't know why it's not a super long movie, but it feels long. But Tombstone, I can't turn it off. If it comes on, I have to watch it.
Yeah, although, have you ever seen Wyatt Earp? They both came out.
Wyatt Earp's too long.
Yeah, it is.
That's way too long. I can't watch that movie. I not to say it's not a good movie. It was. I can't watch that. It's too long. But Tombstone's the best. That's a good-ass movie.
Somebody says, best part about being at the game yesterday, didn't have to hear 1 second of Joe Buck. Tombstone I'll watch anytime it's on. El Dorado, Outlaw Josey Wales. Those, anytime they're ever on, I will watch them. So I guess that's probably my top three.
I want to go watch the original Magnificent Seven again.
I'm looking forward to that remake.
Yeah.
That looks terrific.
Before they do it, I want to watch the old school one and compare and contrast.
Yeah, I went to see Suicide Squad and they showed the previews and I'm like looking at it going, wow, this is... What people are calling me at 6:28?
I told you I got a call right before the show came on, and it was someone in Seabrook, Texas from the Republican Party asking me to vote for Republicans down the ballot and how important it was to keep Republicans in office. Hmm. He left a voicemail.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have a discussion on it.
I think most people who know me realize at 6:28 I'm a little busy.
Yeah,
generally, theoretically. So I have no idea who that was. Oh, well. Somebody just tweeted us that Denver has contacted Dallas about a trade for Mark Sanchez. Cowboys are not interested if it involves his current salary. Yeah, I think if you're the Cowboys, you wait till he's cut.
Yeah.
And then you go get him.
Well, hard to blame him. All right, guys. I've been telling you about Deep South Barrels for a long time. I love these guys. Located in Pearland. It's a local company. They do great. They're great for gifts. They've got these customizable barrels, personal size aging barrels that expedite the process of creating a smooth spirit. It removes all the impurities from house liquor. The oak wood soaks up those impurities. In less than a month, you can turn junk booze into amazing booze. great for any liquor drinker in your life. And now if you've got a cigar smoker in your life, they can help him out too. Deep South Barrels bring you another new experience. And they know nothing goes better with scotch than a nice cigar. So they're allowing you to take the same concept of aging your spirits, but now you can add a new wrinkle to your cigar collection by infusing your favorite bourbon, scotch, or whiskey into your cigars. Go to deepsouthbarrels.com, check out the cigar infusion barrel, and if you use my promo code Hoffman, you get 10% off your entire order. Age your spirits and your cigars to perfection with my friends over at Deep South Barrels. deepsouthbarrels.com, and remember to use that promo code Hoffman to save 10% off your entire order.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. It's a lot of fun doing Rock the Mic Friday. Congratulations to everybody who participated. I think it's become one of my favorite things and one of my least favorite things to be involved with, because the show itself is, by the end, I told you I was like rooting for four of them. I liked them all. They're all good people. And not all of them were great at what they were doing. But I hate having to vote against people that are just nice people, big fans of the show.
Yeah.
So.
But I think we got the right guy.
Yeah, I do, and we've talked that maybe we need more time. And John and I were talking about this a little bit. I felt rushed.
We were rushed.
And that I think maybe we needed to devote more time. I don't think it mattered in the outcome.
I don't either.
I know it didn't.
Hey, John, next time, what do you think about like when we're having our deliberation, instead of going to break, like, can we just play a song or something? I know that would be unprecedented in sports talk radio. But, like, we're on the radio. We could just play some music.
Could.
That way we can come back when we want to. And the audience will be entertained while we do our thing.
Hmm. Or we could have the discussion on air.
We could.
Be different.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's tough. That's a tough call. I don't like to let everybody in on exactly our formula, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Tiffany said Lonesome Dove by far the number one Western movie.
I love Lonesome Dove too, but it's too damn long.
Yeah.
And there's and
same thing with Hateful Eight and Django. They're too long for me to sit down and watch again.
Well, Lonesome Dove compared to those, I mean, Lonesome Dove might as well be, you might as well watch Titanic three times in a row. That thing's like,
yeah, it was
like 8 hours.
It was a miniseries initially though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's actually, my dad loves Lonesome Dove. And there's I don't know if it's a prequel or a sequel to it, called Streets of Laredo, and it's pretty badass too. Hmm. So that's a good show, but it's so damn long.
Man, we could have DJ be the official DJ of Rock the Mic.
You could spin records.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know what? Now I'm going to go home and read Gone to Texas, which is what Outlaw Josie Wales is based on. And
yeah,
the sequel's really good too. And they were supposed to make a sequel. I don't think they ever did. I think they made a TV movie. But that, now I want to go read that again. I read that about once every 2 years.
Speaking of DJ, I was channel flipping, and I got this weekend on Saturday, and I stopped on the show on Vice Channel called Black Market. And it was with Michael K. Williams. He goes around, I guess, doing black market stuff, like it's a documentary. And they did a thing on SERP in Houston and the origin. And
you
people,
mean SZERP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the origin of it, and you know, what the trend and being it popular, and DJ was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they showed him. I was like, oh, and I DM'd him, and he was like, yeah, it was me.
Oh, you had to ask to make sure, because I know you think, like, Asians always think all black people look the same.
Well, I wasn't like paying attention because I saw
it's okay,
look like him.
Black people think all Asians look the same too, so it's all right.
Yeah, same goes for whites.
Yeah, of course, everybody thinks that. All white people look the same to you guys?
No, but.
Okay. Just making sure. So I don't know. I've got to figure something out to make my identity more unique. If that's the case, I don't want people confusing me for some other random white guy.
Somebody said No Country for Old Men as a Western. That wasn't really a Western. Westerns to me have to be period pieces. And it's not really...
it's a modern...
Yeah, it happens in the West, and it's got some elements of it.
But it doesn't, harken back to the Old West.
Right.
I do love that movie, though.
Yeah, it's
so good.
See, this is the problem when Diego was saying that the Old West was actually remarkably lawful and controlled. This is my vision of it.
Yeah,
Wayne wandering in and shooting five guys, and
I don't even want to believe that statement.
Yeah, it's going to ruin everything for me. Oh, Peyton Girl, Texas reminds me of one that I grew up loving, Cat Ballou. Did you ever see that?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's kind of a comedy, and I loved that movie when I was a kid. It was Jane Fonda was in it, and
didn't like the westerns that Tarantino did you?
I liked them.
You didn't like them a lot.
No, I thought they were good. His best western to me wasn't a western. I thought they were good. I just didn't think they were great. I liked Hateful Eight, but it's not one I'm going to watch again.
No, probably not.
Maybe I'll watch it a second time, but I kind of feel that way about Django. It's too long. I thought Inglourious Basterds was his best Western. That was a spaghetti Western set in World War II.
Yeah.
And I love that one. That's one of my favorite movies of his.
What's the one with Russell Crowe and Christian Bale?
Oh,
310 to Yuma.
310 to Yuma.
That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, there was that Jesse James movie too that was pretty good.
The guy who shot him. Assassination of Jesse James, yeah.
Yeah, that one
by the coward and whatever.
Yeah, by the coward Robert Ford, that's what it was. That's another one I probably wouldn't watch again, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, I like that I like Young Guns too. Young Guns 2.
No, Young Guns.
Young
the
Guns
first one.
Also. Young Guns 2. While a respectable movie, not as good as the original. Hmm. God, you remember when Emilio Estevez and Christian Slater were big stars?
Yeah. Well, Christian Slater, he's back in that Mr. Robot.
Yeah, but you think he's a big star?
That show's gotten pretty popular. I think he's... I don't know that he's back. I mean, remember, he was one of those child star guys. And then he just disappeared forever.
Yeah.
So... 713-780-ESPN. I didn't mean for this to devolve into Western talk.
That's all we care about.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can talk more about Asian racism.
We can't talk any more about Asian racism. This isn't a place for it.
Yeah, Joseph mentioned that 1,000 Ways to Die in the West. I love that movie, too. I laugh my ass off at that every time I've seen it.
Did you see... Bruce Arians' reaction to the Devin Still hit on Carson Palmer?
I did not.
They asked him about it, and he said, well, don't throw an interception.
He just looked like somebody had peed in his breakfast that entire game yesterday.
Well, listen, they are struggling in the preseason, which, not that it really matters. I don't feel any differently about that team. I mean, to me, the Mike Jenkins thing obviously is big, but I still feel they're one of the two or three best teams in the NFC.
Yeah.
But things have not gone their way in the preseason. I wonder if coaches feel like you should win those, like if it's important for them to win those games.
No.
I can't imagine
not.
They do.
It's important for new coaches on bad teams to try to give some kind of impression that they're going to be better. Like the Browns should be trying to win games.
Right.
But other than that, no, it doesn't mean anything to Bruce Arians. 49ers should be out trying to win games.
If you play for one of those teams that fires their coach every year, you might want to make a good first impression.
Yeah, exactly. Because how long is Hugh Jackson going to last there if they don't?
Who knows?
They don't do anything. But if you're the Cardinals, you're not worried about it. The Texans shouldn't be worried about it either. 409 says, by the way, finally finished Banshee this weekend. Season 4 gets a bad rap for sucking. Wasn't as good as 2 and 3. Was a little disappointed with the ending. Very predictable.
Hmm.
Okay. Right, well. Disagree. I think season 3 was better than season 4.
I think season 3 was the best.
Yeah.
But I don't think season 4 was bad by any stretch.
No, I liked the way it ended. I thought it would have been predictable if they wound up back together. Jared, what are your thoughts on New Magnificent Seven? That's what started this whole conversation, yeah, was how excited we were to go see that. All right. Is it already? Jeez, I thought we had at least two more segments left.
No.
We only got one left.
One left.
Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. The HD show hits the road on Mondays. Join Fred Davis and Henry Thomas as they broadcast live from Max Place in Spring, located on Luetta. Max Place is offering 35-cent wing specials with $4 crown, Jaegers, Tuaca's, and Sailor Jerry's. Come by and turn Monday into Funday with the HD show. All right. Let's do a dumbass report.
Got some interesting stuff here today. A man accused of trying to rob a coffee shop in Henrietta was apprehended just outside the store. The coffee shop is located about 200 feet from the sheriff's substation.
Okay.
He's charged with third-degree robbery, a felony, in connection with the early morning incident at Tim Hortons, one of your places.
Ah. Love, oh, jeez. Love Tim Hortons.
He's accused of leaning into the store through the drive-thru window, grabbing an employee by his shirt, and demanding cash at 2:15 a.m. He was highly intoxicated at the time and was standing outside the store in the parking lot when deputies arrived. I mean, it's not much of a haul for them to get there, but you may want to pick a better target than the Tim Hortons, it's right next to the,
yeah,
the police substation.
They sell donuts there, too, which,
yeah, you know,
in general.
A man charged in a 2015 murder insisted that he represent himself in court despite warnings from the judge that it could be the worst decision of his life. Elkhart County Circuit Judge Terry Shoemaker granted the request of Leon Tyson, who's 28, to represent himself as he stands on charges related to the shooting death of Tommy Schrouder. Tyson had signed a waiver, said he wanted to proceed with the trial without a lawyer. Shoemaker said he would only allow him to give up his rights to a lawyer if he understood what that meant for his trial. He said he can't, obviously told him you can't complain afterwards that you were given a bad lawyer. And he says, I learned everything I need to know about lawyering from television. I've seen trials on TV. He said, I've got this taken care of.
And he was watching the night of. He thought he could pull it off.
Yep. I'm going to go with, we'll be talking about this guy in the near future as well. This one is vile. This is a terrible nightmare. Cato Larson, who's 20 years old. He really wanted to get a cell phone that was connected to a public toilet.
Okay.
And a friend of his lost his cell phone while using the toilet.
Okay.
The two men agreed that Larson was the only one slim enough to have a chance to climb into the tank.
Oh, no.
Seconds later, he was standing at the bottom of the tank with feces up to his thighs. And his friends called for help. He was slim enough to get in, not slim enough to get out.
Not with feces up to his thighs.
No. Like, this picture is so great. You can... all you can see are hands reaching out of a disgusting toilet, which... I don't care what's inside. The outside of that toilet is so gross, yeah, that I could have never done this. I mean, I guess good friend, but my God.
Huh.
The fire personnel had to demolish the toilet. It's now out of service, but he was able to get out.
That's like you can get pink eye like that.
Yeah.
You can get other
a lot of things, like that. By the way, this guy has like multiple face tattoos, including lightning bolts, lips, and an anarchy logo. as well as an umbrella and the word gratitude across his forehead, which leads me to believe this isn't even the worst decision he's ever made.
No.
I mean, he's done dumber things than this. And finally, Glock is being taken to trial, a $75,000 personal injury case filed by an Arkansas policeman. He was, you would think cops are pretty aware, but it was in a defective condition, which rendered it unreasonably dangerous, is his claim. Basically, what happened was, he's saying they should have given him more of a warning that something like this could happen. He was trying to attach a tactical light to the gun while it was loaded and shot himself in the foot.
Ugh.
And that's the gun maker's fault. So Glock, which obviously this is not the first time they've dealt with this. I'm guessing they're going to be okay. But the FBI just renewed contracts with Glock to the tune of $85 million. They have an annual revenue of $400 million. So there's $75,000. Probably not the worst thing to them if they have to pay it. But
yeah,
something tells me that a judge is going to look at this cop and say, you're an idiot. Get out of my court.
I'm not good at law, but I'm going to predict them as the winners.
Yep. And that is your dumbass report, friend.
Well, maybe this is a little bit of a transition, but you know who's now weighed in on the Kaepernick situation?
Who's that?
Your good friend Donald Trump.
Oh, what's he have to, you know what? I already know what he has to say. Never mind. Is it something about if you don't like it, leave?
You know what? That's pretty close.
Okay.
Did he starts off with a look at my African American friend over here?
He did not.
He made sure and had an African American aide on stage with him when he made this announcement, whatever it is.
Okay, he said, well, I have followed it, and I think it's personally not a good thing. Personally for him or for, I don't know. Says, I think it's a terrible thing. And you know, maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It won't happen.
That's what I figured.
Pretty much. So, all right.
Thanks, Donald.
There you go. That's a... I guess that's one way to finish off the Kaepernick stuff.
Yeah. So,
I bet this is all gone by tomorrow.
I would guess so.
I hope so. I do think that if this guy gets cut, then people are going to say, oh, well, he got cut because he said that. And I don't think that's it at all. I think he's going to get cut because he can't play. So maybe it's better that he gets it out of the way now so people know. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. We'll get some Astros tomorrow. I meant to get to them briefly today, and we'll spend a little more time on it, but I have a prediction on the Astros, which I'll save until tomorrow, that if they're within two games, well, we'll break down the details of it tomorrow, but if they're within two games of the wild card, when they come out of this next stretch of Texas, Cleveland, Cubs, Texas, then they'll make the playoffs.
Okay.
If they can be within two games of the wild card. Because that schedule is brutal.
Yeah.
And then they've got free throws with the A's and Angels and teams like that. So we'll take a look at that tomorrow. All right. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job, as always. Great job today by callers, texters, tweeters, almost everybody. Great job, AJ Hoffman, as always. I only partially sucked.
You could have been worse.
We'll try it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.